May we be helped to commence our worship of God this evening by singing together hymn number 535, hymn 535, to the tune Hallelujah 672. O the love of Christ to sinners, who can make it, its wonders known? Sin-born slaves, through grace, are winners of a bright celestial crown. Jesus gives us endless glory and renown. Endless love he fixed upon us, in eternity that's past, nor will ever take it from us. Endless love shall ever last. Love redeemed us and will ever hold us fast. Hymn 535, June 672.
Amen. There are two psalms that I'd like us to read together this evening from the Holy Word of God. The first psalm is the 86th psalm, and the second psalm, the 103rd psalm. These are both psalms of David. Psalm 86 and Psalm 103. The 86th psalm, a prayer of David. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy, and to all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name, for thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name for evermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it, and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast helped me, and comforted me. Let's now turn to the 103rd Psalm. Psalm number 103. A Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindnesses and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. For the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he remembereth our frame, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And we'll leave the reading of the Holy Word of God there. May he bless the reading of his word to each of our souls. Once again, help us to call upon his great and holy name in prayer. Great and almighty Lord God, we would once again bow our knee before thee in prayer. Grant, Lord, that each of us might be given that true spirit of prayer, that wrestling prayer, that we would not let thee go, except thou bless us. We pray, Lord, that thou would teach us how to pray, as thou did thy disciples, and how we need to be taught, how we need to be taught to pray for those things which are right in thy sight, in accordance with thy mind and with thy will. Lord, may we each be able to say and mean it from our hearts, the will of the Lord be done. The will, the perfect will of the perfect God. Thou knowest, Lord, we often in our circumstances, in our trials, in our difficulties, we would desire our will to be done. But Lord, may thou grant unto us that submission to the will of God. The will of the Lord be done. Grant, Lord, that thy will might be done in each of our lives, that, Lord, we might be guided and directed aright by thee, that, Lord, we might not seek our own paths or our own ways or our own directions, but may we be guided and directed by thee and thee alone. And all those things that worry us, all those things that cause us anxieties, cares, may, Lord, we be enabled by thy grace to make them a matter of prayer. That, Lord, we might come with those perhaps impossible things to us, those great things in our sight. But may, Lord, we also bring, or may thou grant us that grace to bring, the small things. Those things, Lord, that we think we can manage and how we have to prove that we can't. Those things, Lord, that need removing those things, Lord, that only thou canst remove. We think, Lord, of the pathways of each of thy people, and how at times it seems, Lord, that crooked pathways, those, Lord, great difficulties, and yet, Lord, thou canst make the crooked way straight. We think of the mountains, and how any mountains rise up before us. We know, Lord, that some of those mountains are our own imagination. And yet, Lord, it does seem at times that those mountains rise up to a great, great height. And there's no way over them. There's no way round them. What an impossibility. And yet, Lord, the mountains, they flow down at thy presence. The holy Zerubbabel. Lord, make the mountains slow down. Yea, Lord, come skipping over the mountains. Any here, Lord, or any that are listening that have got great things, impossible things, mountains, may, Lord, there be favour to make them a matter of prayer before thee. That thou, Lord, would make a way there is to man would perhaps seem to be no way. Those many impossibilities, but we have to prove, Lord, that those things that seem to be impossible to us are possible for thee. All things are possible for thee. Nothing is impossible for thee. The case that is too hard for thee, bring it unto me and I will hear it. Those cases that are too hard for us, may, Lord, we bring them unto thee, for thou hast said that thou wilt hear it. Do, Lord, be with each, Lord, any that have got mountains or impossibilities. May, Lord, they feel, Lord, that comfort of knowing that thou art in control. Mountains are nothing to thee, Lord. Impossibilities are nothing to thee, Lord. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And we have to answer, no. Nothing is too hard for thee, Lord. Can we not each say, perhaps in our lives, there have been those great things, impossible things, and yet, Lord, thou hast made a way. And Lord, may we never forget to praise thee, to worship thee, to bless thee. And when, Lord, thou dost grant answers to prayer, when we ask those things which are in accordance with thy will, when, Lord, that we just see thee going before us and going with us, may we not forget to return that praise due unto thee. Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. That, Lord, we might give thee all the praise, all the honour, and all the glory. But yet, Lord, what a mercy to be able to call upon thee in prayer. What a mercy to be able to give them that true spirit of prayer. This poor man cried. The Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Any that are in trouble, Lord, save them. Those, Lord, that got difficulties, will come to their aid, Lord. Support them, sustain them, bring them through, if it is thy will. Any that might be in the fire, bring them through the fire, Lord. Any that might be in deep waters, bring them through, Lord, if it's thy will. Any, Lord, that have got a thorn in the flesh. And Lord, how we all have that thorn, that our conscience, those sins, Lord. The thorn in the flesh, Lord. And what a mercy, Lord, if thou dost to remove that thorn. But if it's not thy will, Lord, then grant us that greater grace. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. May, Lord, thou grant unto us that grace to persevere, that grace to continue, the grace, Lord, of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Be with each, Lord, with any that are in affliction's path, grant healing mercies. We thank thee, Lord, for the children that were here this morning, and that babe, Lord, and we thank thee for them. Be with them, Lord, at home, with those that are caring for them, and the children here as well, Lord. We bear them before thee, Lord. Do, Lord, be with the young and rising generation. Do, Lord, grant them thy fear while young in years, that fear which is the beginning of wisdom. And do, Lord, grant, if it's thy will, that they may be numbered amongst those that are thine. Do, Lord, be with them, be with the parents, and uphold and strengthen and support them, Lord, and grant them wisdom and in that great responsibility of bringing up children. And may they train up the children the ways that they should go, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We pray for those, Lord, that are elderly, those, Lord, that feel the mud walled cottage shake, the grasshoppers a burden. Do, Lord, be with them. We beseech of thee, grant that strength they need for each day. Thou hast said that will grant strength unto thy people sufficient for each day. And do, Lord, be with them each day. Those that are alone, those that feel to be alone, may they know, Lord, they're not alone. And may they feel that one that sticketh closer than a brother, that brother born for adversity. Do, Lord, be with each in life's pathway. Be with one, Lord, here this morning who's gathering another place and as he goes to his studies, do be with him. And one here, Lord, do, Lord, be with each. And oh, Lord, guide and direct right in all things. Provide those things that are necessary in this life. Provide partners in life if it's thy will. A God-fearing partner. Do, Lord, be with them. We beseech of thee, Lord. Be with each that bears responsibility in the causes of truth. And what a burden that is, Lord. What a responsibility it is, Lord. And how, Lord, we feel insufficient for it. But do, Lord, keep us in the old ways. Keep us in the old paths. Grant, Lord, that guidance and direction by thee in all things. In engaging ministers and reading services for our friend here, Lord. And choosing the prayer, choosing the hymns for him. And do, Lord, uphold him in that responsibility. Help him, Lord, in the coming week in another reading service next Lord's Day we gather, Lord, and do, Lord, be with them as they gather around thy word. Lord, we thank thee that we have the reading services and how we were so grateful for them when we had to do reading services. Lord, the written word of thy servants of old. We thank thee for them, Lord. We thank for thy servants of old and the preservation of thy word. But use, Lord, something of the services of thy house to thy praise, thine honour and thy glory. And do, Lord, once again, we pray that thou would be with Zion. Grant, Lord, there might be that building up, that there might be that gracious ingrowing of, in gathering of precious souls. Grant, Lord, that this cause of truth might have a godly gracious increase. We think of former times, Lord, when a great number gathered here. We thank thee, Lord, there are any that gather. And yet, Lord, there is much room, as thou knowest. We pray, Lord, that thou would work mightily here and in each cause of truth where thy name is faith to proclaim, that there might be that godly gracious increase. Those, Lord, who are thine, and only thou knowest those that are thine. We pray, Lord, that others might be constrained to come in. Those that perhaps pass by. Those that actually live very close to this place. Lord, grant, Lord, that thou would work. Do, Lord, stop some in their mad career. Head them up, Lord. And grant, Lord, there might be that better day seen in our poor denomination, ministry brought low. We think of the cause that we were at this afternoon, Lord, and how that's, Lord, been brought down even just to one. But we thank thee for those, Lord, that were able to go even this day. But, Lord, thou knowest, Lord, we need thee to work. Lord, and if there's been something in us, something in me that's caused thee to hide thy face from us, do, Lord, grant, Lord, that thou would reveal it. That, Lord, thou would grant that true repentance, that true reformation, and that true heart searching. Lord, search us. And, Lord, grant, Lord, that with thy grace, Lord. Lord, grant thy blessings might be poured out, we beseech of thee, even on that day of Pentecost, even here, Lord. Do, Lord, grant, Lord, there might be that sighing and crying over the abominations. And, Lord, there might be that desire that thou would return, that would cause thy face to shine upon us. And that, Lord, once again, we might be built up. Oh, Lord, thou canst do it. Lord, many causes are brought even to the point of closing. And we know, Lord, that we cannot keep a cause open if it's thy will that it should shut. But how, Lord, these things should try us. How, Lord, these things should exercise us before thee. That thou would arise. Thou would arise, Lord, with that healing in thy wings. That, Lord, thou would, as in former days, that we might see better days. Do, Lord, be with each of thy servants, thy servant that goes forth from this place. We don't know where he's labouring or if he's labouring this evening. If he's finished his labours, grant, Lord, journey mercies and grant the signs following the preaching of the word. And if he's labouring this night, Lord, grant unto him and to each of us, Lord, that liberty in the gospel. Touch my light lips with a live coal from off thine heavenly altar. Grant, Lord, that to speak unto each in our hour of need. And grant, Lord, that thou be our mouth, matter and wisdom, we beseech of thee. We thank thee for those that have gone into the ministry, and yet, Lord, there are many vacant dates in causes of truth. Lord, thou knowest. Raise up others to faithfully proclaim the gospel. Not those that run their own running, but those that are sent by thee, Lord. The labourers are few. We thank thee for those that do labour. But Lord, raise up others, we beseech, of thee. And be with their families of those that do preach. Those that have to do responsibilities and those that have got young families. Do, Lord, be with them, we beseech, of thee. Be with us as a nation. Hear the sighs and cries of thy poor remnant, regarding the abominations that are done in the land. Stem the tide of iniquity. Grant, Lord, there might be that turning unto thee, Lord. Do have mercy upon us. In wrath, remember mercy. Be with thy people throughout the world in great difficulties and places of earthquake. Those that are in places of conflict. Again, we think of Israel and Gaza and Ukraine and other places, Lord, that they're not known to us, but they're known to thee. We pray, Lord, that these conflicts might cease, if it's thy will. That, Lord, with the situation in Ukraine might not become worse and might not become a nuclear war. We pray, Lord, that peace might return. But do, Lord, uphold thy people, we beseech, of those, Lord, that have perhaps lost so much, as they've lost their homes, as they've lost loved ones. But, Lord, what a mercy, they'll never lose thee. Do, Lord, be with them. Grant them thy grace. Grant them thy people that suffer persecution throughout the world. Lessen the persecution, if it is thy will, and grant them thy grace. Persevere. We beseech of thee, for thy grace is sufficient. It's more than sufficient, Lord. But we need thy grace poured out upon us. Forgive all our sins, all our transgressions. Lord, our lack of faith, O Lord, our lack of belief at times. O Lord, I do believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Help us, Lord, to walk by faith and not by sight. That, Lord, we might look to thee in all things, and we might be given that faith to believe in thee, that faith to trust thee, and that faith to look unto thee. But we do come in, Lord, with those in thy word. Lord, increase our faith, increase my faith, we beseech of thee. Be with those, Lord, that are on our committees, we bear them before thee, Lord. Grant them wise counsel and good judgment in all they have to deal with, the many decisions. Lord, do be with them and uphold and grant that wisdom which cometh alone from thee. Keep the devil from us. Keep, Lord, us close to thee in that spirit of unity in all things. Even, Lord, in decisions and things that we have to do. Lord, grant, Lord, thy grace. And grant, Lord, submission to thy will in all things. Do, Lord, accept our heart of gratitude for thy many, many mercies, thy manifold mercies unto us. We thank thee, Lord, that thou hast enabled us to see another Lord's day. Thou hast granted us the health and strength to be found in thine earthly courts. We thank thee, Lord, for the comforts thou hast bestowed upon us in this day, time state. We thank thee, Lord, for the grace of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We thank thee, Lord, for thy mercy, thy manifold mercies. Thy abundant mercy. Help us this night to worship thee in spirit and in truth, and grant unto us that reverence and godly fear. Help me, Lord, once again, and help each of us, we beseech, and we need thy help, Lord. But what a mercy for those, Lord, that need that help, that felt need of help. Thou hast laid help upon one that's mighty, a mighty Saviour, mighty to save. Saves unto the uttermost those that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth, to make intercession for them. And we plead a precious Christ. We plead what he has done, and he has done alone. Our great high priest, our prophet, priest and king, that mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, our advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ. What a mercy, Lord, we have an advocate. What a mercy, we have a mediator. What a mercy, we have an intercessor. What a mercy, there is salvation in and through the finished work of our glorious, wonderful Redeemer. Help us this night to worship. We will beseech of thee. Forgive anything I've said amiss. Make up where I fail, Lord. Anything in our poor prayers, this poor prayer spoke audibly, and we trust thee. Silent prayers that have been offered up, grant those gracious answers of peace. Be with those, Lord, unable to be here. Various reasons, do be with them, those looking after the young, and any others that are listening as well. Grant thy grace, Lord. May they lose their surroundings, and may, Lord, they get a sight by faith of a precious Christ. As we'd ask it all for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
The notices for the opening week are that, God willing, Mr. Bernard Burgess is engaged to preach on Tuesday night, and next Lord's Day Mr. James Burgess is engaged to preach for the evening service and has helped. There will be a red address during the prayer meeting and a red sermon during the morning service. Today is the day appointed for our monthly collection. May we now be helped to continue our worship, singing together hymn 766, hymn 766, to the tune Olivet 681. Sovereign grace, for sin abounding, ransom souls, the tiding swell. 'Tis a deep that knows no sounding, who its breadth or length can tell. On its glories let my soul forever dwell. What from Christ that soul can sever, bound by everlasting bands, once in him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. None shall pluck thee from the strength of Israel's hands. Hymn 766, tune Olivet 681. Thank you.
Turn together in the Holy Word of God to the second of those two psalms that we read together, the 103rd psalm, in the first four verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindnesses and tender mercies. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindnesses and tender mercies. The Psalm of David. And how it begins. And how we need that true spirit of thanksgiving bestowed upon us. That true spirit of praise, that true spirit of worship. Bless the Lord. What a mercy if you and I are brought to that circumstance, that situation, where we could bless the Lord, to thank the Lord, to praise the Lord for his wonderful goodness to the children of men. Bless the Lord, O my soul, his very soul, the inmost being. Remember, when man was created, man was made in their image, in the image of God. And how the Lord breathed into them, and they became a living soul. The very essence of our being. We have an immortal soul. And that soul, at the end of our days, heaven or hell. But what a mercy if you brought to that situation, that condition. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me. All part of my very being. All that is within me. Our very hearts to bless. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all this. Bless his holy name. What an exhortation, isn't it? Can you bless the Lord? Can I bless the Lord? With our very soul. With all that is within us. And to bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. How easy it is in this life to get caught up in troubles, anxieties, cares and concerns, and how at times they weigh such heavily on our spirits, such heavily on our thoughts and our minds. And how often we look at the troubles. We look at the angst, look at the mountains, as I mentioned in prayer. Look at the difficulties. And how we get caught up in these. And we lose sight of him. We lose sight of his blessing. We often look at the trouble. It's like Paul, isn't it? That one. No, not Paul. That one in the Holy Word who... Peter. The one in the Holy Word who walked to the Lord on the water. The Lord had bidden him do so. And then the water became rough. And he took his eyes off the Lord. And looked at the difficulty, looked at the trial. And he began to sink. And we often get to that situation where we feel like we're going to sink. When there's trials and there's difficulties. And frequently it's one trial comes. And then there's another trial. And then another trial. And another difficulty, another extremity. Trial after trial. Those three Hebrews. They were faithful to God. They were not careful to answer Nebuchadnezzar in that matter. And how they
were bound with their clothes and thrust into that fire. But that fire, if that wasn't bad enough going into the fire, I know they had faith, I know they believed. But there's still the fire. And how that fire was made to be seven times above what it was wont to be heated. It was bad enough once, wasn't it? But now seven. And how differently with trials sometimes it seems they get worse and worse. And wonder. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now in that trial they had a great blessing in it. And that trial, even Nebuchadnezzar mentioned the form of the forces like unto the Son of God. What a blessing in the trial. The presence of the Son of God. In your trials, and in your difficulties, in your anxieties, may the Lord, and in mine, may the Lord draw nigh. And may we be able to bless the Lord even in the fires. Bless the Lord even in deep waters. Bless the Lord even in extremities. To bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. It's easy to bless the Lord when we've got an easy pathway. When the trials are easy. But even in the trials, we should bless the Lord. Even in the fires, bless the Lord. And it takes grace to do that. Grace to trust. Grace to believe. Grace to look. And may we not lose sight of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ when we're in trials. May we keep our eyes fixed on him, not look at the trials. And we so often take our eyes off him and look at the trial, look at the difficulty, as Peter did. And then we sink. And we feel like we're going to go under. Isn't the waves and the billows have gone over our heads. Remember, for Peter, the Lord stretched out his hand and took him by the hand and saved him. What a mercy, isn't it? May we not forget all his benefits. All his benefits. Those things that we do not deserve. Because we do not deserve anything in and of ourselves. We've got no right to anything. We can't go before God and say, I deserve this, I deserve that. No. The Lord bestows upon us, providentially even, those gifts from his hand. Everything comes to us through the good and gracious hands of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. What benefits we have in this life. Food, clothing, raiment, and a house of God to gather in. What a privilege that is. What a benefit it is to our souls. The Lord's Day. What a benefit the Lord's Day is to his people. That day set apart to worship him. And I know our worship comes so short. My worship does anyway. But that day set apart to worship him. What a privilege it is to be able to gather in his house. What a privilege it is to have his word in our own language. What a privilege it is to be able to read his word and to be granted that desire to read it. We might search the scriptures, for they testify of a precious Christ, don't they? These are all his benefits. We don't deserve any of them. No. But may we not be forgetful of them. May we not be forgetful of where our benefits come from. An almighty God in who cares for his people. Gave his life for his people. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. How easy it is to forget the benefits when we're in trials and when we're in difficulties. We're so focused on the trial. So focused on the anxiety. We make these things a matter of prayer. Desire that the Lord would bring us through or out of it if it's his will. And how we should remember his benefits. That we're still able to pray. The Lord grants us that spirit of prayer. You know, it doesn't need to be long words. It doesn't need to be great prayers. Vain repetitions. It doesn't need to be. It's The upward glancing of an eye when none but God is. And the groans. And the sighs. What a benefit, what a privilege prayer is. The throne of grace, the mercy seat. What benefits we have. And think back to the time of COVID. And a lot of our privileges were taken from us. Being able to gather in his house. Were we truly thankful? Were we as thankful as we should have been before the Lord took that from us? Or did we just take it for granted? Did we take the Lord's day? Did we just assemble in his house? It's part of our lives. Some have done it for all their lives, and that's good. Don't get me wrong, it's not saving, of course, but it's good for saying not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. Did we miss it during COVID? Yes, we did. Now we have to be mindful of the Lord's benefits. Being able to gather around his word. Having his word. There are many, many places in the world that don't have his word in their own language. A solemn thing, isn't it? Not to have God's word. A solemn thing not to be granted the desire to read his word, but not even to have his word in the first place in their own language. We have so much to be thankful for. So much to return that thanks for. Forget not all his benefits. As I said, the Lord's Day, what a benefit that is. For our souls, for the prosperity of our souls, for the goodness of our souls. And for our bodies. That natural rest. Forget not all his benefits. His words have said, in our own language. Our brother deacon at Braintree, before he was taken to be with Christ in heaven, he used to be saying, I can remember him saying it so frequently, how he was thankful for a few like-minded friends. A few that he could gather with. Not many, but a few. A few that he could converse with about the things of God. What a benefit that is, isn't it? To have a few. A few, one or two, a few that we can talk to, a few that we can converse with, a few that we can talk to, and now we should talk more. I feel it, I come so short, so I'm not casting stones at you. Cast them at me, yes, but not at you. We should talk more together of the things of God. We should discuss more what the Lord's done. His benefits, his provision. We're so reluctant to talk about, oh, I am, if you're not. But we should talk to each other to strengthen each other, to confirm each other, to be a support to each other. But may you and I not be forgetful of all his benefits. All his benefits, and how we should pray one for each other. Again, my thoughts go to the places throughout the world where there's perhaps another cause of truth to gather in. This has been destroyed. Perhaps there never was one. Those that don't have the word of God in their own language. Those that don't have a few like-minded friends or even one to talk with. So we should pray for them. For remember our benefits, but pray that the Lord be merciful unto each. Bless the Lord. May we bless the Lord more for his mercies. May we bless the Lord for not dealing with us as we deserve. You read it. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. We're still found on praying ground. We're still enabled. We still have strength. We still have the desire to be found in his house. May we bless him more. May we praise him more. May we worship him more. And may the Lord grant that unto us. This is above the Well, the writing above this psalm here says an exhortation to bless God for his mercy. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all my diseases. What a merciful, what a gracious God we've got. That forgiveth all thine iniquities, all thy sins, all thy shortcomings, all thy failures, all thy lack of belief, all thy lack of faith. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And that little word, all. It's a lovely little word. Three letters, but there's so much in it. All thine iniquities. Every single one. Every single iniquity forgiven. Every sin pardoned. Who forgiveth? And forgiveness is purely the prerogative of God. Only God, triune God, can forgive sins. Only he can. What a mercy that for his people he forgives their sins. There is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Wasn't it that one was sick of the palsy, when he was brought before the Lord and born of four, and they saw the faith of those that bore him. And how he said, how the Lord said, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee. Only the Lord can do it. Only the Lord can forgive sins. And only the Lord does forgive sins. Son, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee. And those that looked on accused our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ of blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God only? Very true. Absolutely true. And the Pharisees spoke that, and it was a true word. Who can forgive sins but God only? But of course they didn't recognise that that one who performed the miracle was God, is God, part of the triune God. Who can forgive sins but God only? As I've mentioned, there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. And that one sick of the palsy, a great need he had. A great extremity, a great illness, a great affliction, a paralytic. And now, I'm sure he wanted that disease forgiven, his body made whole. But what did the Lord say? Son, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee. And then the healing in the body. His greatest need. It's the forgiveness, wasn't the forgiveness of sins. And the healing body afterwards. Man would probably put it the other way round. Need the healing body and the sins. But no. It's the forgiveness of sins. How vital. And how, what a delusion that the Roman Catholics believe in. How they can go to an earthly priest and confess their sins. And search for that forgiveness which the priest apparently can give unto them. They have to do penances and things like that. Something to in return, say whatever they do. But what a delusion, isn't it? No. God, and only God, can forgive sins. And what a mercy that it is, so there'd be no hope for you and I without the forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of our iniquities, our transgressions, our failings, our backslidings. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? And again, it's that little word, all. Not a single one remaining. All forgiven. As I said, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, the love of God to sinners. The love of God to his people. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? All thy diseases. I'm talking about those afflictions in body. Now, the Lord, if the Lord grants healing mercies on the body, well, it's a mercy, isn't it? If the Lord blesses the means used, we don't look to the means. We look to the Lord to bless the means, but that's in his sovereign will. If he decrees that the means should be used, who healeth all thy diseases. But may we never forget, may we never lose sight. It's not, if we are healed of a disease, and if we have an affliction, and we recover, if it's the Lord's will, of course, may we never forget. That it's not the doctors, it's not the nurses, it's not the medics, it's the Lord that blesses the means. The Lord that uses the means to his praise, his honour and his glory, who healeth all thy diseases. Now, what's the greatest disease we've got? Sin. Leprosy, likened to leprosy. A disease that pervades every aspect of our bodies. Pervades every part of our very existence. Sin. Sin. And how we need healing. And how he is a good physician. Who healeth all thy diseases. The Son of Righteousness arrives with that healing in his wings. And how he heals us. How he forgives us. And how that was wrought out by the work of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Our destruction. We deserve eternal destruction, eternal damnation. When I use that word destruction, of course I do not mean annihilation. I do not mean just obliteration. No, I know some believe in that, but we don't. There's no such thing. Some believe at the end of time, or their earthly time, that it's just annihilation, there's just nothing. It's delusion. Satan's work. After this life, it's heaven or hell. This life is a journey. We're on a journey. It's a waste howling wilderness, this journey. And in a journey, there's a destination. Heaven, where precious Christ is, or hell, eternal destruction, eternal damnation. In that place where the worm dieth not, where there's that anguish, there's flames, and what a place hell is. But that's what we've earned. And that's what we deserve. And that's where we'll go, unless the Lord forgives us our sins. Unless the Lord casts our sins behind his back. Unless our sins are cast into the depths of the ocean. But what a mercy that he does for his people. Forgive all their sins. Forgive all their iniquities. And he does heal them. Of that greatest of maladies, sin. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Redemption. Price paid. Redeemeth thy life from destruction. And who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. The Lord, has the Lord appeared to you? Do you want the Lord to appear to you? If he hasn't? Do you want him to say to you, Son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Daughter, go in peace, thy faith has saved thee. Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. What a mercy if the Lord has to you until I appeared and forgive, said, told us that our sins are forgiven, that we're healed. And the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee. Yes, loved thee before you were born. Loved you before you were loved and chosen in a precious God. Loved thee. And that's an everlasting love, an unchangeable love. Because he's an everlasting God, an unchangeable God. The same yesterday and today and forever. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Now consumed is what we deserve. Eternal destruction is what we deserve. Yeah, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Yea, I have loved thee. What a mercy if you have those evidences that you're loved of God. Loved eternally. An unchangeable love. An everlasting love. A love that knows no end, no beginning. Because he has no end and no beginning. An eternal love. Wonderful love to hell deserving sinners. Those that need their sins forgiven. Those that need those iniquities pardoned. Those that need healing. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. The loving kindness of God to his people. To those that in and of themselves are not lovely, are not lovable. But he loves them. He gave his life for them. Greater love of no man than this, that a man lays down his life for his friends. What a mercy if you and I are counted as one of his friends. Yes, at one time perhaps one of his enemies. Afar off as one of his sheep could roam. And yet drawn. That loving kindness drawn to him. To see a beauty in him, a desire after him. To love him. Who redeemeth thy love from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Oh, the mercies of God to his people. We've got those providential mercies that I've mentioned some already. And we're not worthy of the least of all the mercies. No, we're not. We can't expect anything. We don't deserve anything. But his loving kindness, those providential mercies, and those greater mercies in grace, those tender mercies. What a mercy if you and I have pleaded for mercy. If you and I have been led to come before this thrice holy God, coming in condemned. Condemned by his holy word. Condemned by his law. The good law of a good God given for the good of his people. We're coming condemned. Yea, guilty, Lord, I'm guilty. Guilty of breaking all thy commands. I come in guilty. 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 I may have said it this morning. Whosoever should keep the whole law of God, yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. That's us, guilty. Guilty, guilty. We've got no standing in and of ourselves. Nothing. Nothing at all. Becoming guilty. In the sight of a thrice holy God. Guilty. Our own conscience. Doesn't that often condemn us? That voice inside that, you know, we do wrong and now we should listen to our conscience. What a mercy to have a conscience. And what a mercy if our conscience isn't seared or hardened. What a mercy to have that voice inside us. And when we listen to our conscience, I believe we're the only creature that has a conscience. Maybe we listen to it. Well, it's not right all the time, but most times it is, I think. And so we might be condemned, or we certainly are condemned by God's holy word, his law. Our own conscience condemns us. Satan would come in and condemn us, would say that we've done too many sins. Some have a great fear they've done the unpardonable sin. And sure, those that have a concern over doing the unpardonable sin is almost a sign they have not done it, because they wouldn't be concerned otherwise. That sin against the Holy Spirit. But the devil comes and those accusations, you're too black. You're too filthy. You're too vile. You're too great a sinner. You can't be one of the Lord's. You're wasting your time praying. You're wasting the time coming to chapel, worshipping the Lord. It's such a liar, Satan. But Satan knows. He knows our weakest spot. He knows when we're most vulnerable. And he knows where to attack us. And how he attacks us, those darts, that's why we need that shield that we spoke of this morning. Because we've got no might against Satan. We underestimate Satan at our peril. Goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, also an angel of light. And he knows our weaknesses, and knows our frailties, knows our doubts, knows our fears, and he'll play on those things. He'll accuse, I know he's the accuser of brethren, but I know he's a liar, the father of lies. So he may commit and condemn us. And we often have to fall after and fall before him and say, well, yeah, you're true, you're absolutely right, Satan, yeah. All that, Lord, all that, Satan, and more. People of God may condemn us. The world may condemn us. We condemn ourselves because we're guilty. Guilty, guilty. And the guilty are the ones that have to plead for mercy. Now mercy is for those that are guilty. Those that, in the sight of God, are guilty, they have to plead for mercy. The publican did that when he came into the house of God. And God be merciful to me, a sinner. What a wonderful plea. Why? Because he knew he was a sinner. Didn't come in like the Pharisee, did he? No, thanking God that he was not as other man, looking down on us. No, he came in with this, in his heart the offence was, wasn't it? God be merciful to me, a sinner. It's a wonderful prayer because he knew he was a sinner in that parable. Knew what he'd done. But he knew he needed mercy, and he knew where to go for that mercy. To a merciful and a gracious God. With the, who redeem thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. That psalm, the 103rd psalm. So much of it about the mercies of God. The 8th verse. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Now what a mercy, that he's plenteous in mercy for sinners that sin plenteously. The Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He pitieth his children. So the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. Mercy, mercy, mercy is what we have to plead for. Mercy is our plea. Mercy should be our plea because we're guilty. Guilty of that. This first psalm we read, the 86th psalm, David's psalm, a prayer of David. Now David was guilty. He knew what he'd done. The Lord knew what he'd done. Nathan knew what he'd done. Thou art the man. Couldn't hide it. Had to that spirit of the 51st Psalm. The 51st Psalm. The first lines of the 51st Psalm. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindnesses. There it is again, my loving kindnesses. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. His mercies are tender mercies. They're abundant mercies. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, and so on. Have mercy upon me. The 86th Psalm, that prayer of David. Said he was poor and needy. He needed the Lord to be merciful. The third verse. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. It's a daily crying for mercy. The margin of this Bible here says all the day. Cries all the day for mercy. That's what he needed. That's what his desire was. That the Lord would be merciful unto him. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. O Lord, thou art good and ready to forgive. Plenteous in mercy. Plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Art good and ready to forgive. Plenteous in mercy to all them that call upon thee. But thou, O Lord, verse earlier than that. For great is thy mercy toward me. So David sought that mercy. David needed that mercy. David pleaded for that mercy. And the Lord was merciful to him. I know he had to suffer for his sins in measure, but his sins were laid upon the precious Christ. For great is thy mercy toward me. And thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. From the lowest hell. Delivered. Redeemed. Price paid. Great mercy for great sinners. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul. What confidence he had. What trust he had in a merciful and a gracious God. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Merciful, a gracious Saviour. In the 85th Psalm, David said this, show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. Are there any here that Well, listen, want the Lord to show them his mercy and to grant them his salvation? What a mercy to cry out for mercy. What a mercy to know we need mercy. And what a mercy to know where we have, to know where to go to for that mercy. The merciful and the gracious God. I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. A merciful, a gracious Lord God, merciful unto his people. And Nehemiah knew it. In the 17th verse of the 9th of Nehemiah, when the Lord's chosen nation rebelled and they appointed a captain to return to their bondage, the word of God says, but thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great kindness, and forsook them not. They deserve to be forsaken. That unbelief, they rebelled, their rebellion, their murmuring, and yet forsookest them not. What a merciful, what a gracious God we've got. Merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Paul knew that mercy, knew he needed that mercy, didn't he? In the first of Timothy. He obtained mercy because he did it ignorantly because of unbelief. What a merciful, what a gracious God we've got that he doesn't or hasn't dealt with us as we deserve. It's through his mercy that we're not consumed. It's through his mercy that we have the hope of eternal life. It's through his mercy. And his mercy alone, his grace and the love of God to sinners. Who is a God like unto thee? Who is a God like unto thee? Yes, a consuming fire out of Christ. A perfect and a holy God. And yet one who delighteth in mercy. One who's abundant in mercy. One who's plenteous in mercy. Who is a God like unto thee? Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity? Passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. Wonderful, isn't it? Who is a God like unto thee? Perfect God. Sin-hating God. Cannot look upon a single sin in a single sinner with any degree of allowance. As I said this morning, he's of pure eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look upon iniquity. And yet his people pardoneth iniquity, forgives sins, passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He doesn't retain his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities, and they will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. And then that redemption. Now, a thrice holy God cannot just forget sins, no price has to be paid for sins. Justice has to be satisfied. And how it was satisfied? The holy, perfect Son of God, suffering, bleeding, and dying for his people, that their sins may be, their sins were laid upon him. Isaiah 53, all our iniquities were laid upon him. And that's how the Lord can pardon iniquity, because the perfect, his sacrifice, the sacrifice of God, provided by God, his lamb, suffered, bled, and died for his. What we've got to thank the Lord for, what we've got to bless him for, his salvation. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget, and that all is within me, bless his holy name. Bless him while here below. Bless him for his faithfulness. Bless him for his salvation. Bless him for a precious Christ. Bless him for the work of the Holy Spirit in convicting us, and then leading to a precious Christ. For making this a precious Christ precious to us. Redemption. The redemption of their souls is precious, and it ceases forever. Now, why is the redemption of the souls of his people precious? Because the price was paid by a precious Christ, his precious blood. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh, the love of God to sinners. The love of God to his people. The love of God to great sinners. To abundant sinners. Chiefest of sinners. Vile sinners. The 11th hymn. Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my song, the joy of my heart, and the boast of my tongue. Thy free grace alone, from first to the last, has won my affections and bound my soul. Thy mercy in Jesus exempts me from hell. Its glories I sing and its wonders I'll tell. 'Twas Jesus, my friend, when he hung on the tree, who opened the channel of mercy for me. I don't have time to read through the whole of that hymn. Read it yourself, the 11th hymn. Without thy sweet mercy I could not live here. Sin soon reduced me to utter despair. That mercy. He is merciful. He is gracious. Slow to anger. Plenteous in mercy. Abundant mercy. Such great sinners. So much to bless him for. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And his mercy. His mercy endures forever. The 136th Psalm. And how after each verse? His mercy endures forever. What a mercy it is, so, isn't it? Those that he's loved. He loves them with an everlasting love. Our love, hot and cold and half an hour, but his love unchangeable. His grace. His mercy to sinners. Free grace. Sovereign grace, irresistible grace. Wonderful, isn't it? The love of God to sinners. the love of God to his people. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tenderness, heirs and joint heirs with Christ, sons and daughters of the Most High God, yeah, to be found in him. I said about condemnation earlier, because we're coming guilty. There therefore is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. No condemnation. Price paid. Redeemed. Forgiven. Oh, his loving kindness and his tender mercies. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing together hymn 1118. 1118. To the tune Ebenezer Chapel 638. When I was helped to find these hymns yesterday afternoon, the first two that we have sung related to the great loving kindness of the Lord, but I felt this last hymn had to be sung to remember the great cost of that love. What is love? My soul would answer. Naught deserves the endearing name but the God of love, the Saviour, whose dear heart's a constant flame. View him prostrate in the garden, wet his locks with dews of night, grappling with the powers of darkness, sweating blood, amazing sight. Hear his groans till he expiring cries triumphant, it is done, bearing all the wrathful anger which to us was due alone. What is love? My soul would echo with the saints in heaven above, who through Jesus gone to glory sing in concert, this is love. Hymn 118, tune Ebenezer Chapel, 638.
Amen.
Great and almighty Lord God, forgive anything this poor sinner said amiss in this service, in the services of thy house this day. Make up where we fail, Lord. May we know more of thy love, and may we love thee more in return. Lord, eternity will not be long enough to thank thee, to praise thee, to bless thee, to worship thee for thy love to us. We're not worthy. We're not worthy, Lord, of the least of thy mercies or anything from that, Lord, but thy love. And may we love thee more. We love thee because thou first loved us, that everlasting love. And therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Draw us to thee, Lord, while time remains here below. And afterward, receive us into glory to sing thy praises forever and ever and ever. Be with us as we part. Keep us safe from harm. Preserve us from all evil. Keep the devil from us. Grant journey and mercies unto us. Leave us not, neither forsake us. As we'd ask it all for Jesus Christ. And we thank thee for the hymns, Lord. We thank thee, Lord, for thy precious word. We thank thee, Lord, for a precious Christ. We'd ask it all for Jesus Christ. Amen with the grace of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus, our love of God the Father, and communion of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.